I'm joined by geography student Leanne Blow, who took that now iconic picture of the collapsed shelter on the Aberystwyth seafront. Leanne, you're one of the students that were evacuated. Just describe what's been happening in the last 48 hours or so in Aberystwyth.
It's really hard to believe, actually. Aberystwyth turned into like a disaster zone. Right outside my house is where that shelter is, and where all the railings have been like ripped up and stuff. It's crazy. It's like it's turned into a disaster zone, and it's really weird to see our like little small town all over the news. But it's pretty scary living on seafront at the minute, right on the seafront.
How was the evacuation handled by the university?
Really well. They did like mini buses and stuff up from, because I live right by the Alexander, I think it's like called Alexander Hall, the seafront residences for the actual, that the uni own, and they did like mini buses up to the rescue centre, and they had like a little rescue centre in Tamadar, the little like place you can get food and stuff. So yeah, it was fine, and I've got exams and stuff, so I was just revising for those. It's fine, it's just instead of revising in my house, I was revising up there. It's handled really well. But yeah, it's pretty weird to think it's happening to us.
Just describe what happened to the shelter on the seafront.
Right next to it is the where the railings have come in, and it's like it's kind of like a curve of the actual prom, so it's been hit quite hard, and the actual shelter was battered quite a bit. And on Friday, everyone was like, "Oh, there's a hole and like a couple of holes like coming under the shelter." And I was like, "Oh, it's gonna go," and now it's the whole floor of the shelter has collapsed and it's starting to fall in. And if it gets any worse, I don't think it will be there in the morning.
And is that the most damage the storm has done? Is there sort of perhaps the sort of iconic image of the storm? Any other kind of notable buildings hit?
I think it's mostly just the railings along the prom and like the actual like debris and stuff all along the road and stuff. And the actual prom has collapsed a bit just up from the shelter. But I think it is quite iconic because that shelter was really like. I didn't think it would have, that photo would have that much of feedback. People obviously love that shelter, and it's really iconic about Aberystwyth, and it's so, like, quintessentially seaside, and it's now gone.
You took that picture, several hours ago now. Has there more damage been done to it since?
I think it's not noticeably, but I think it's just slowly making its way into the sea. There's a couple of struts still keeping it up, but it's slowly going down. And every really sad of it goes completely.
Does it look beyond repair?
The roof is okay, so I don't know. But it's probably looks salvageable now, but they probably have to tear it down to fix the floor of it anyway. So I think it might be the end of the shelter.
And what about the rest of the storm? Is the worst over?
Everyone's stories keep changing because it was like, Friday was supposed to be the worst because it was high tide and the storm, and then it was like last night was supposed to be bad, but it wasn't really, it was fine, and then this afternoon has been quite rough, but then people are saying, tonight at high tide at like 11 o'clock it's going to get even worse. So everyone's stories are like really confusing, but hopefully the worst is over. But if it's not, then that shelter will be gone, and but like I hope there's no more damage because it's going to cost so much to repair already. I hope the worst is over, but everyone's stories keep changing. And
when are students going to be allowed back into their homes?
We got an email off the uni, so they're not really sure, because I guess they can't really comment, because I guess it could change at any minute. But they said I think high tide is like 11 o'clock tonight or something, and they're gonna make the students wait until after that, and it might be overnight, but they're not really sure. Obviously, they don't want to let us go back if it's dangerous, so if you think they're just going to sort of assess the situation when it's high tide again, and hopefully the wind will be with us, not against us.
Okay, Leanne. Well, all the best, and thanks very much.
Thank you.